Kylie, the boys are here.
They are the Huntley boys. Now, I saw this story last night on Channel 9 News and I thought, oh, I've got to get these lads in today. So they built a treehouse about 3 months ago and they had to knock it down. So good morning, guys. We have Jake, Waylon and Bryce. Thanks for coming in, fellas.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having us.
So boys, tell us the story.
Yes. What's going on here?
When did you build it, firstly, and what made you decide to build it?
Well, we built it about probably 6 months ago. We were just out one day and we were just sick of sitting around playing PlayStation. And we're like, we'll go out and see what we can find, see what we can find to make something cool. So we went out in the bush and me and Flynn went out and went down the creek and we're looking for a tree to make a treehouse. We're like, we might make one of them. Found a perfect tree for it.
Yep.
So we're like, righto, we'll get the trailers because we've got our motorised bikes with trailers on the back.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
We chucked a ton of wood in the back of them and went out there and started building stuff with it.
Okay, so let's fast forward. It's been up for, what, lads, about 3 months now, hasn't it?
Yeah, probably fully constructed, sort of 3 months.
I've seen the pictures of it. I tell you what, you put a bit of love into it, haven't you? You put a bit of work into it.
Yeah, a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, for sure. So the end story is that who's come along and said, it's got to come down?
Parks Victoria.
Right, so how long ago did you hear from them?
Parks Victoria came, what was it? It would have been Wednesday.
Yep.
They came in Wednesday and it was me, Flynn and Josh. We were all just there doing our usual stuff, building stuff, and then we seen a car come through with a logo and we're like, don't know, turn the music down because we don't really like people knowing about it, so they come in and ruin it.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
As you do.
Yeah, so then they pulled up in front and got out of their car and it was a little bit intimidating because we said, oh, come in, come have a look. And they're like, nah, you just come out here now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're kind of just like,
So poor man's coppers.
We walked out and they weren't too bad in the end, just a bit frightening.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
Especially it was four of them and there was only three of us.
Oh,
four
goodness.
For a treehouse,
yeah,
hello.
Wow. So what did they say to you? Did they say, look, you got to get this guy's down, otherwise you'll be fined, or?
Yeah, well, they were threatening 30 grand and 10 years prison sentence.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, what has the bloody world come to?
And that's only for the fire. That's just for in case we light a bushfire or something in our
And that would be the same for everybody. What's the case? All right, what's your ages?
16.
Right. Now, at 16, you and I bang on and many others bang on about the kids this age and how we go, they're on those PlayStation or they're down the bloody mill or wherever. These kids are actually building something which is constructive and having fun.
Exactly.
Like we did.
Yep.
You know, the innocence of it all. And all of a sudden it's got to come down. Seriously, are they the fun police or what?
Oh, for sure they are. That is just unbelievable. So, okay,
Was there a warning? Sorry, Kylie. Was there a warning like, boys, if you don't, fix this or fix that, it's got to come down or it's just got to come down?
No, it was just straight up, two weeks.
Sorry, we got 2 weeks notice, but...
Yeah, 2 weeks fines might start coming into play.
Yeah.
So there was nowhere you could go? Like, you couldn't, put your hand up and go to the city of Greater Bendigo and say, hey, guys, can you help us out here?
No, we would have liked if they gave us a few things we needed to fix.
We were happy to make some changes or whatever if they thought, oh, this here needs to be changed a bit and that. We were happy to negotiate or whatever, but
they didn't give you any rope.
What was the actual reason though? Well, why is it because it's public property? Is it because you didn't build it right? Is it because it might be a bushfire hazard? What was the reason?
Safety was a big reason.
For you guys? Or just anyone in general?
I think it was more, they were also worried once we left it, what was going to happen to it as well.
Yeah, but if we leave a mess or...
And stuff like that. And the other reason was the destruction of the actual tree itself and the grasses or whatever that was around it, which was confusing because it's a peppercorn, it's a pest species, and the grasses around it that aren't native as well. There's a fenced off area 150 metres away.
Wow.
Where they've planted all native grasses and that. So their plan is to plant native grasses anyway.
It sounds like you did your due diligence as well to know about the form of tree and to know about the grass. So
yeah, we left all the native trees, the native grasses that they've got fenced off. We left all that alone.
Yeah, they planted trees. Last 6 months they've been planting trees all around the tree. And Jake even was there one day and helped plant the trees.
We
had a barbecue with them and...
This is just
and then
ridiculous.
They turned around and did this to you.
Oh, well, the people that we planted trees with, they were just
Landcare kind of group. Wondering here what we can do. What can we do? You've had offers, though, haven't you? You've had offers since this has all come to light for locals in your area have said, hey, you can come and build a treehouse in our backyard. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a few offers. One was in Junedon, which, yeah, would be a good pre-season, but I don't think...
By what you said, if it's, you know, like, hey, guys, come out here and all that... Don't do that. Straight away, they think the law, these blokes, as they get older, like, oh, gee, you know, they're proven guilty before I'm, you know, even looked at being innocent. Mm. Hello? Speak to them properly, if that's the case.
Mm.
You know, like, look at them. They're 16, having a time of their lives.
Taking initiative and doing something just absolutely, you know, fantastic. Well,
sorry, but it just, that's, you know, I mean, if these kids are in here and they'd caused a fire or whatever, we'd be saying, oh, go and get a life. Go and build a bloody tree art. You would. Anyway, let's... guys, thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We're really sorry that this has happened to you guys. And let's just hope, I don't know, that all this media attention that it's getting might flip the Rangers around. I do doubt it, unfortunately, but you never know.
All I can say is if these three blokes were my son, I'd be stoked. Mum, I know Mum's listening out there and probably Dad, and if you know these three guys, because I've got an 18-year-old, and if he did a treehouse, I'd be pretty happy, but... he likes to hang out at KFC. But anyway, but still, good on you guys. Proud of you guys. But these guys clearly don't have a life. They're the fun police. Let's just find it. Yeah, sure, they've got the law. They'll go, oh, but this is the law. Well, good on you. But do it the right way. Yeah. Encourage these guys.
Yeah, come on, Parks Victoria.
Parks
come
Victoria,
to the party.
Is it?
Yep, Parks Victoria,
Cox. Wonder what their training was. It public relations? Probably not. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good on you guys.
Thank you.
We'll talk more about that, won't we, Kylie? The Huddly Hud, eh?
We will indeed.
Ridiculous.